Let's do this. This is called Under Oath. Here we go.
Well, we're going to have to go to court.
Court? No.
Your Honor.
No, I'm not going to go to court.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
All rise. The Cowhead Show is now under oath.
All right. Very few rules on this. There's only a couple of small things we can't talk about. It's a good opportunity for you to get in, get your phone calls going, make it weird. I really want somebody to get us a question and we go, oh my God, we never talked about that before.
Right.
It's always going to be the same old crap, I think, but every once in a while one sneaks through. Joey, you're up first, buddy. We are under oath. What do you got?
Hey guys, this is kind of for a question for the group as a whole. Do y'all feel nervous with your recent ratings about your job position there? I mean, 8th and 13th, they can't afford to keep paying that payroll, can they?
What is the payroll, sir?
Well, I mean, you make a lot of money.
How much do I make?
Well, you make 400 plus.
Okay, and what do you think the average income of the radio station is?
Well, I'm just saying they can't.
What I'm saying, Joey, is you don't have any idea what you're talking about. You have no idea. I'll explain it to you if you let me talk. Okay. I'm not hanging up on you.
All right.
The ratings come out on a weekly basis, and they are doing exactly what I said that they would do in January when we had competition in the morning. They would go back and forth. And that is what they have been doing. They have been in our favor, and they have not been in our favor. And that is going back and forth. This radio, what you choose to believe based on things you read on social media, is not based on ratings. It's based on money. And this radio station, regardless of what one weekly rating is in the top three billers in the entire market and has been. It actually is billing higher this year than it did last year. That is what the radio company is built on, not weekly ratings. So stop believing the hype and believe the truth, Joey.
You're welcome.
Richard, go ahead.
All right,
Real quick, Joey, I'm not mad at you, buddy. I get it. But you have to understand that there is way more than what you think you're seeing in 140 characters. Go ahead. What is your question for Spanish, Richard?
All right, Spanish. Have you ever had a lady over in your bed, slept with her, and then had Kelly sleep in the same bed afterwards without changing the sheets?
I'm going to answer that question for you before Spanish and say, I don't even think Spanish ever changes his sheets. That's my answer.
I do change my sheets every 2 weeks. But
every 2 weeks. Right when there's about 6 inches of your dry skin laying on the sheets.
And no, I've never had sex with a random woman in my bed.
Oh, my God.
At Whore Island.
You mind if I go to the third base on that? Yeah. Joe, is that true? Oh, my God.
Now, the shower, on the other hand.
You've had sex in your shower?
Yeah, because I'm not supposed to bring girls into the bed, but the shower is totally fair.
Okay, so you specifically did not bring the girl in the bed because of your agreement.
Yes, but in the showers.
Good question, sir.
Well, then I have another one on top of that.
Go ahead, Carmen.
What about your old apartment before you moved into Whore Island? Because you're not even supposed to bring whores to Whore Island.
Oh, yeah, I totally didn't.
Okay.
I have a follow-up. What about Dirty D? Have you ever given either one Kelly, or have you ever done something with Kelly and then another girl without showering or anything?
No, always have showered, yeah.
That's why he does it in the shower. It kills two birds with one stone.
Yeah. I have a question. Have you ever had sex
me?
With... No. Spanish. With a woman or Kelly without using a condom?
I don't use condoms with Kelly, but with other girls, yes, I use condoms.
So you admit the other girls are skeevy.
Yeah, some of them.
Sure. I have a question. What is the closest time frame in which you've had sex with another girl and Kelly?
24 hours. Within 24 hours.
Within both two in one day?
Within, what time is it? Not within 24 hours. Totally within longer than that, Kelly, if you're listening. But the reality is
under oath
within 4 hours. Yeah.
Oh! Minus the 20 on that. You were like 24 hours. Okay, 4.
Yeah, well, I mean, I showered in between, so that's the rule.
You probably did it in the shower.
Dewey, mama.
Excellent question, sir.
What?
What'd you say, Joe? Yeah, well, I bet he really does. If he's banging bros in there.
Yeah, you have to.
Dan, go ahead. We are under oath, and you're up, sir.
Dan?
Yeah, Dan. How are you?
Yeah, a.k.a. Dolores. How are you?
Dan Loris. How you doing?
Okay, I was willing to go on the cruise with Crazy Mary if Carmen didn't get a partner, but Carmen refused. So now Crazy Mary's not gone. I'm still out in the open there.
Who the hell is Crazy Mary? You mean Crazy Patty?
Crazy Matt. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, Crazy Patty.
Oh, man. You're going to be senile by the time October comes. So what do you want? What's the question now?
Forgive me at my age. I'll even go with Seth. Is Seth available?
Yes. Call up Drew's show. And Seth is available. Tom, go ahead. We're under oath. What do you got? What do you got, Tom?
I have a question for Carmen. Other than Spanish and Rob, which male on-air personality is most likely to bang a dude?
Ooh, good question, sir. Good question. Let's all answer that.
I was going to say my number one pick is Seth. Oh, even over Rob. I mean, I know he's married and everything like that. But he just has a very feminine high-pitched voice.
He's also the one that you said you would bang.
I know. Just to see if I could turn him and to see if it actually works. I just want to know.
Who do you think?
On the station, personality that would bang a dude other than Robert Spanish.
I know, clearly.
I'm going to say Mo.
Ooh. That was good.
I was going to say Nervous Jared.
Yeah.
Oh, no. He's all man. He is all man.
A little sissy sometimes.
Nervous Jared, Nervous Jared killed that guy on purpose. That's why he has PTSD, because he wakes up and he's like, I did it. I say Roger from Roger and JP.
Oh.
No way I'm buying that big voice. Thank you, sir.
Would you like to buy me a drink?
Chris, go ahead. We're under oath. You are up. What do you got, Chris?
For you, Mike. I'm not knocking anybody's talent or anything, but how do you think SDK is doing on Drew's show?
I'll be honest with you. I have not heard a whole heck of a lot of it. I have listened to maybe 15, 20 minutes at a time. I think he does just as well there as he would in any show.
I can tell you that I have listened, and I think SDK is very funny.
Oh, he's very funny. Yeah, I've been so busy that I haven't been in the car in the afternoon a lot lately, so I haven't heard a whole bunch. Why? What do you think, sir?
I don't think it's a right fit.
Okay. All right. I mean, that's your opinion. I
like them both separately. Right. I just don't think it's a right fit for them.
All right. We'll find out in the long run. Thank you. As long as Gio's up, that's all I care about.
Oh.
Mike, go ahead. We are under oath, and you are up, sir.
Hey, I just want to ask you a question about Tony Burton. He was named in the lawsuit last week. Do you guys have anything to do with that? I know that he's your agent.
Well, hold on. Yeah, I'll be able to address that, but sir, repeat that, what you said. He was named in what lawsuit?
He was named the sex tape lawsuit that he has something to do with it, that the went through him and then he contacted.
No. Did you watch the Gloria Gomez report?
No, I read the article on it.
Yeah, it didn't say anything like that. What happened is that Gawker said that they received a phone call from him on behalf of a client, and then they received a tape. And they ask him in the deposition, did the tape come from Gawker? I mean, did the Gawker tape come from Tony Burton? And he says in the deposition, no. There is no involvement. What happened is, and I will tell you right now, is there is a bad timing issue. There was a phone call made in the middle of some other shady dealings that they had going on. And there were a lot of people that were talking about that tape at the time. I think that phone call, you'll find out in the long run, had nothing to do with it. And unfortunately, it was just place at the wrong time. So that's the honest truth.
He's still going to be your agent?
Absolutely.
I really like the guy. I think he's a great guy. I think he's a great guy.
So. I think he's terrible on the air, I'm going to be honest with you. But he's a fantastic agent.
He's a funny guy.
He's a fantastic agent. He's a great friend. And he is probably the whitest, most cleanest, crime-free guy you'll ever meet in your life who happened to make a wrong phone call at the wrong time. That's it. And it has nothing to do with nothing. Great. Thank you, sir. Thanks for bringing it up. I was hoping we'd get to clear that up.
I got one for in the room. We going in the room yet?
Absolutely.
Or no?
Go around.
Spanish.
Yes.
For $5,000 a week for the rest of your life. But you can never see Mike again. Ever. You don't work here. Nothing.
$20,000 a month.
You never see Mike again.
$20,000 a month?
You can't even write me a letter.
Oh, I can't even write you a letter?
No, you could write him, but you can't mail him. You just save him like a husband writing letters to his dead wife.
How do I show you my kids?
No contact.
No.
No, I don't think I could do it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't think I could do it.
Could you?
Oh, yeah.
So you could?
I love you to death, but
no,
man,
evidently you don't.
$120,000 a year or
$240,000
a year? Oh, man, my math sucks, but yeah, that's that. I would do it for half.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
No, I couldn't do it.
I'd tell you, I miss Dinah, and I'm not even getting any money out of it.
That's interesting. Did you win the lotto? Is that
Oh, no. Dude, if that was your follow-up, I would have shot myself in the face.
I kind of wish Galvin would win lotto now instead of me, because Galvin would make people get money based on that. Spanish, oh, I got 250 grand for you. Can't talk to Mike anymore. Bobby, go ahead.
I don't like that.
Good morning.
Hello, Bobby.
How's everyone doing this morning?
We are fantastic. What do you got for us?
Wonderful. Very good. A little bit, this question goes to everyone. Guys, when you guys are at Publix and you're ordering your subs, will that be Borzett?
Absolutely. I go Borzett if I, well, I don't eat meat anymore, but I used to. Definitely go Borzett. And Borzett cheese.
Yeah.
What?
So good.
I find that Boar's Head is lower in sodium, and as a man with high blood pressure, and not only for health reasons, but for taste reasons, I too get Boar's Head.
Yeah.
Very good. Carmen?
Well, I work two jobs, and I'm kind of cheap, so I go Publix.
Whoa.
I mean, it's like $2 cheaper a sub, so I eat
Carmen,
them
you
like...
deserve it.
Carmen, when you're going to get one, let me know. I'll give you $2.
Thank you. Yeah. I get one like every other day, so...
Thank you, sir.
If Spanish wasn't so selfish, he could have $240,000 a year and could have bought you.
Carmen, would you say goodbye to me for $5,000 a week?
Forever?
Yes, for the rest of your life. You get $5,000 a week, but no contact with Mike whatsoever. Can't see him, can't talk to him, anything.
It's been real, man.
Oh,
man.
Listen, that's cool.
I would love not to
work.
These
are like, this is like the Wonderlic test where these scenarios aren't real, but they tell you a lot about the person.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Clay, go ahead. We are under oath. Clay, what do you got?
All right. Group question. Embarrassingly guilty pleasure.
Oh. Nashville!
Galvin watches Nashville.
Yeah, Nashville and a lot of really just terrible TV.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if there's one more embarrassing. I watch, like, I am into watching
Vampire
Full House.
Diaries?
No, I'll watch Full House, but I'll really enjoy it when it's on.
Also, another embarrassing thing, when I was younger, I used to, when I lived with my brother and he had a hot tub, I would drink wine in the hot tub and listen to Seal. Like, all the time. Like,
that is great.
Like, that was my thing. I was like, oh, nobody's home.
Isn't that about crazy?
The only way that that's cool is if you were contemplating suicide. Oh, my God.
I am now.
That is so good.
Man, that is funny. Oh, there's Galvin. Yeah. Get the wine, Galvin.
Right.
Head into the hot tub.
Sexy time.
What did you do? Did you just fall out?
Nobody's around. I don't need swim trunks.
That is so funny. Anybody else?
Yeah, I guess sometimes at night, Kelly and I will put on music and we'll just dance for a little bit.
Oh, what? Oh. What?
There it is.
Like, what kind of dancing?
Well, I don't know. Bieber? It doesn't matter. No, not like Justin Bieber, you
dick. Like polo? No, like nightclub dancing?
Nice music. I don't know. Sometimes
give me an
it's
idea.
Jazz. Sometimes it's
and you'll, like, slow
Yo-Yo
dance?
Ma. I don't know. It's all Pandora stuff.
And how do you slow dance?
Yeah, we'll just... dance.
Show me with Rob how you dance.
Just slow dance together.
Show me with Rob.
You slow dance to jazz.
Put on some Seal.
No.
If it's fast jazz, then no, we don't slow dance. Yeah, I know.
Like what?
Like if you go to Pandora, do the Yo-Yo Ma station.
Oh my God. Like a slow... But the worst part is that she's so much taller than you.
I know. This and her.
You put your head on her shoulder. Oh my God.
That is weird.
Man.
Not everybody answered, by the way. Rob, Carmen, Mike, anything?
What? Guilty pleasure?
Yeah.
I'd love to tell you something.
Rob's got something.
I like to read if my wife buys like Glamour or Us magazine or something with celebrity gossip picture. I love to look at all. And my favorite is when they put celebrities side by side and they're like, who wore it best? I will stop and I'll fold a page so I can let one really settle in my brain before I look at the other one.
Much like Drew Garabo and Gio, I am a huge fan of Friday Night Lights. That's not embarrassing, but the other girly high school TV dramas like One Tree Hill that I like to watch.
Yeah.
Huge Dawson's Creek fan.
No one's surprised.
Huge fan of the original 90210.
Oh, yeah.
and I watched
that's
those.
Not even gay, though.
David Silver is the best college DJ I've ever heard in my entire life.
He's a rapper, you know. Carmen, anything?
I like to dance around like a ballerina, or sometimes just like practice my stripper moves.
Oh.
In case you ever fire me.
Both of those are hot.
Yeah.
No. Jerry, go ahead.
Hey, is it true you just lied about the Tony Burton question?
No, it is not. Let's go to Jose. Jose, go ahead, sir.
Jose. Yes.
Yay, que pasa, yeah. Amigo?
Que pasa, señor?
What do you got?
Yes, Spanish. Have you ever engaged in a fight with Kelly purposely so that you had an excuse to leave the place to go hook up with somebody else?
That's a great question,
very
sir.
Very good, Jose.
Jose.
Great question.
The answer to that is yes.
That is so funny. That is so funny.
In the room?
Yes.
Rob in Spanish. Now, a couple weeks after the whole debacle of you hurt my feelings and I didn't mean to, do both of you, whenever you talk to each other, in the back of your head, think about him yelling, you're the fakest person in the world?
Every once in a while, I will think about that when we have conversations now, and it does make me giggle a little bit.
Yeah.
Rob?
There's times where I feel terrible. No. When I'm at home alone, and I go, and I think, no, I do. I feel bad for the way I reacted. No. So, yes.
I love you.
I love it.
Oh, brother.
Well, I'm going through Twitter. What was your other brush with the Secret Service besides the dynamite incident? That wasn't Secret Service. That was the FBI. My two brushes with the Secret Service were one where we called. President Clinton had been golfing somewhere, and he forgot his. He lost his wallet.
Mm-hmm.
And Manson did a really good Bill Clinton impression. And I called up, and I said, I'm with the Secret Service. Please hold for the president. And evidently, you're allowed to say you're the president, but you can't say you're the Secret Service. And the second time was when we pretended to make fake money.
Right.
And put it in a vending machine.
Yeah.
Two things that I will never do again in my life, I guarantee you. What else? Where are we at? Let me grab a couple more phone calls, and then as soon as we get some open lines, we're done. Dan, go ahead.
Guys, this is for the gentleman in the room. Has anyone
Wow. I had to dump that, sir, but I will tell you yes, and it was no accident. No, I'm just kidding. I dumped that.
Galvin's face. Jesus.
Not on Galvin. Kevin, go ahead.
Why
Kevin.
Do you want to know that?
Kevin, go ahead.
It is for Rob. I know Galvin just touched on it, and I know Rob just kind of overreacted when he got mad, but does he think that Spanish is a little fake, though?
No, I believe Spanish, I think he is a people pleaser. I think, and this isn't meant in a bad way, I think Spanish is a little insecure, and I think he tells people what he wants them to hear rather than what they actually need to hear sometimes.
Mm.
But that I'm just as guilty as doing the same
thing. I agree with that.
Actually, when I moved here from Cleveland, one of the biggest things I wanted to do was change being a people pleaser and be more straightforward with people. So
somebody's in therapy.
But I was going to say, can I tell you that's the best part about Spanish, especially when you're a girl that's his friend? He just tells you wonderful things all the time.
You are a wonderful gay friend.
And it makes you feel really good all the time.
Yeah, you're fantastic.
You ready to make this thing get weird?
No.
This is a good one.
You go weird.
What?
What? I said go weird.
We're about to make Under Oath go weird as we introduce a new person into the studio.
Oh, all right.
Carmen should be nervous.
Yeah, here
Carmen
we go.
Carmen should be nervous. Are you nervous?
Yeah, kind of.
Who would it be that would make you nervous?
Dave.
Oh, yes.
Or Dustin.
Or maybe it's not Carmen and maybe it's Rob.
Oh, maybe we invite somebody else.
Rob's girlfriend's here. Get on the mic, Rob's girlfriend. Rob's girlfriend bought Rob birthday cupcakes and cakes and stuff.
Tell the story that I told you in the break.
I'm going to shut this music off. Get right up on the microphone there.
I'm pretty sure you called me the devil this morning.
Yeah, I said the devil woman I work with made desserts for work and wanted to share any with me last night, so I stole three when she wasn't looking.
I was leaving to go get her, you know, from the lobby, and Rob comes out to me and we're making coffee, and he's like, you know, she just makes all these desserts and won't let me have any, and I'm texting Caitlin going, he's literally talking about the desserts you're about to bring up right now.
That's funny.
And since I'm the devil, you can't have any on your birthday.
Wow. Wow.
Speaking of him calling you bad things, were you listening yesterday whenever he said that you look like a monster without makeup on?
That's not what I said.
No.
I said sometimes it's like night and day.
Look right in her eyes when you answer.
Oh no!
I said you're very beautiful, but sometimes it's like night and day when you don't have makeup on. In a good way. Like, I like night and I like the day.
Equally. He said that he woke up and you did not have makeup on and he thought a hobo snuck into his house.
Yeah. That's funny because I rarely ever wear a lot of makeup, so. Mm.
Well, maybe he's hinting at something.
Yeah.
Time to go to the Mac store.
Watch your beard tonight.
Oh. She's going to cut it like Samson.
Caitlin, you're under oath now. We have questions about you.
Oh, no.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rank Rob's lovemaking skills? Don't you love making?
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
Don't look at, don't look at her.
You could have used a whoopee.
Yeah. like as far as like your enjoyment of it.
Oh, well, I always end up enjoying it.
Right, but that's more for you than it is. I mean, that's more, it sounds to me like you're more easy to please than Rob really putting the effort into it.
Yeah, maybe.
Uh-huh. So on a scale of 1 to 10, where would Rob rank?
I would give him a 10 because he always takes care of me.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's a new relationship.
Yeah, whatever.
He's not gay, I know.
No, he's not, but what's the weirdest thing that he's done to make you question his sexuality?
Besides making you wear a mustache and talking like Sam.
him sitting in here every day talking about all the males
right.
that he likes. I question his sexuality every day.
You do?
And yeah, we've had sit down like talks where I made him look me in the eye and tell me that he's not going to Bruce Jenner me.
Oh man, I would totally Bruce Jenner you. I don't even know what that means, but it involves a javelin and okay. Wait, anybody else? Come on, let's make this weird.
Yeah, I do. Mm-hmm. How many boyfriends have you had, including Rob?
Boyfriends or guys that she slept with?
Guys that you slept with.
Yeah, no, my mom listens.
Yeah. Well, you just let your mom know that you finish every time you have sex with Rob.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, well, I'm sure she knows that.
Yeah.
But we
oh, she
need
does?
To go into like, all the other details.
Well, my question is, with whom have you had the best climax with?
Don't say that.
Yeah, well, I don't know how else I didn't know
best
how
sex
else
would have been fine.
So medical
yeah.
with you.
Yeah. Yeah,
well. What was the best way that you climaxed?
Yeah.
Miss?
You stop saying it too. And is Rob in your top three of
yes,
guys?
Yes, absolutely.
Number three?
Yeah, if Rob sucked, then we wouldn't be together.
Right. So he's.
I'm a girl
yeah,
because
clearly there's no other redeeming values.
Who are the two guys that are better than Rob?
I haven't dated in a long time.
Mm, so so your ex boyfriend
yeah.
is what you're saying. Yes.
I was going to say, I have a question.
What?
For Caitlin. How long does Rob have to propose until you leave?
Oh, my God. You guys are thinking about getting married?
Yeah, slow it down.
I mean,
yeah.
Well, I mean, you guys moved in after like a month of knowing each other.
Yeah, well, that's for convenient reasons. It's not like, Jesus,
but
go ahead.
It's like real relationship status.
No, we were together for 6 months before we actually like moved in together.
Right.
But it was, some of it had to do with convenience because he has a son and he can't be there to take him in the mornings and...
Better question probably for that. Do you see yourself one day marrying Rob?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it's funny you ask.
I'm very confident.
Because I have a question.
No.
No, just
wow.
I would have said no.
Awesome.
Oh, man.
I would have definitely said no because this is not romantic.
This is so romantic. Yeah, I would have sang love songs to you while you were doing it. There
Spanish would have slow danced with you.
Yeah,
it's true. It's jazz music.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, happy birthday to you. Caitlin brought
birthday.
You baked goods.
Thank
this
you.
This is a Corona lime birthday cake.
Wow.
It has
get it, Jimmy Buffett.
Beer and lime in it. And then I made slutty brownies. And
what are slutty brownies? Like, you use your privates?
Yeah,
I had to dump that, but I'll take two.
Sorry.
That's all right. That was the best mistake we've had all morning.
Anyways, it has chocolate chips or chocolate chip cookie baked with an Oreo underneath a brownie.
Man, you guys love Pinterest. You guys love you're a Pinterest couple.
And apparently love diabetes too.
I don't eat all the stuff. So.
Just like an artist, you just make it and pass it
I
on.
I love cooking and I love baking, so
you should propose today,
yeah.
buddy.
Do
you think there's a possibility you could do better?
No. Right. I think I've met my match.
Okay.
Caitlin, do you think there's any possibility you couldn't do better?
That I could not?
Right.
Yeah.
Like the reality that you are settling. Has that gotten into your head yet?
I don't feel like I'm settling.
Yeah.
I have fun with
You'll
him.
Feel like it in 15 years. You'll be like, why did I settle?
I dated guys that had like
Better beard.
Lots of money, no beard, taller.
Straight.
Took showers. Didn't talk so much about being with men.
Just Ryan Reynolds.
Brush their teeth. Yeah. Regularly.
Don't poop their pants.
He makes me laugh.
That's it.
They don't poop.
What's the most annoying thing about Rob?
Oh, you got it already. It's already in your head. You have to say it.
It's all right. I know. I pitch and moan about
the amount of times he cries.
Yeah, he's very sensitive. Luckily, I'm not.
Yeah. I like it. You guys have reverse roles.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm the woman. Yeah. Fully. I come home and I'm, oh, I had a rough day at work.
Well, you have a beard like Carmen, so
and then
I understand
he wants his back scratched.
Glorious is what he's trying to say.
He needs his beard groomed.
Yeah.
He gets his back scratched?
Yeah, this morning.
Man,
4:30
I gotta
in the morning.
Stop sleeping with other chicks.
Is that really your goal in life? To get your back scratched?
Right,
I can
right.
buy you a back scratcher at the convenience store for 39 cents.
Piece of wood and put it up against the corner.
Yeah, get a bear pole.
$240,000 a year you could add back scratchers.
But you'd miss me.
I would. I really would.
Let me do one final call before we get out of here. Go ahead. We are under oath for the last question.
Yes, I would like to go under oath.
No, that's not how it works. We're under oath.
No. I want to go under oath.
Okay. Are you human?
Yes.
All right. There you go.
I don't believe you. You don't know how it works.
Thank you for all your questions today and your tweets and all of that. Under Oath is now complete.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.